Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Kevin Walsh Show, Sports Grid Podcast. Kevin Walsh here with you. Quarterback rankings episode 2. That means Joe Friso, that means Sam Yarnell are both here with me. There are 5 names remaining. You obviously and easily can figure out who these 5 names are. They actually are, to me, very clearly the top 5 quarterbacks in football. Despite that, Sam does not have multiple of this collection. Of this collection of names. Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Burrow. 2 of those names, Joe, are not in Sam's top 5.
I cannot wait to hear what it is. I can't wait to, because I actually think 5 is obvious, and I think 3 and 4, you can put whatever order you want, and 1 and 2, you can put whatever order you want. So I want to set like the record for like least words spoken on a podcast and just like listen to the two of you guys fight and just be like a fly on the wall.
What's interesting to me is I didn't actually think that you would see 1 is movable, so that's automatically interesting to me. And yes, I am already preemptively offended at the idea that 5 is obvious. So let's get right into this. So for anyone that missed out, that's crazy, first of all. So go back and listen to – that's totally nuts that you just showed up to episode 2.
A little psychotic, honestly.
I would give you these guys' lists, but I don't want to like – again, Yarnell's just too crazy, but for me, Stafford 10, Herbert 9, Daniels 8, Baker 7, CJ Stroud 6. There are 5 guys left. So we will go through my list and then see where they ranked these guys on their list. They are all at least ranked, so at least we have that. At 5, for me, is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is someone who I began this process, and this process began like right after the NFL season ended. Because quarterbacks is one of those things, ranking quarterbacks, it's one of those things that you think about. And there were moments where I wondered if Joe Burrow was the number one quarterback on my list. I'm being serious. The case for Joe Burrow is winning plus numbers. Joe Burrow has, in the last 4 years, in which he's missed the playoffs twice, as many playoff wins as Josh Allen. He has comfortably more than Lamar Jackson. He would use those playoff wins to the head-to-head win over Josh to eliminate those guys. And then he would use regular season stuff to eliminate Jalen and Mahomes, because that's where Mahomes is vulnerable. But the more I looked into it, and again, remember, this guy's 5th, not 12th, 5th. Availability is important. And Joe Burrow now is the one with the availability question, not Lamar or Hurts or Josh, despite all running significantly more. Burrow forgetting how to play football for the first 3 weeks to start every season, no more forgiving that. Like, that is on him as much as the defenses don't show up to the party. And I know last year was egregious, but the defense was fine against New England in week 1. He just doesn't play football like incredibly well to start seasons. Joe Burrow, what really, though, ultimately got me to 5, the postseason stuff beyond now not making the playoffs 2 years in a row, the numbers weren't as good as I thought they were. 2 postseason runs, 10 touchdowns to 4 picks, a 93.8 passer rating. To give people an idea, Josh Allen also has 4 career playoff interceptions. He pairs that with 32 total touchdowns. Hurts has 4 games of 3-plus touchdowns. Joe Burrow has 0. Jalen Hurts actually has the same number of career playoff games with 300 passing yards as Joe Burrow. It's just that Jalen Hurts came in a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow is absolutely great. Joe Burrow is a little bit more Kawhi than he is LeBron. Got to make the playoffs, and you have to improve on a very good start to your postseason career. I think Joe Burrow is very obviously one of the 5 best quarterbacks in football, but I could not put him any higher than 5. Joe, I'll go to you first. Where did you put Joe Burrow on your list?
I have him at four. Like I said, four and three interchangeable to me. I think Burrow has actually like dined off the Super Bowl run even more than like Stafford, who
Agreed.
beat him in the Super Bowl. Like Burrow is, it's
Yep.
almost like, well, remember like the old joke, this is like, sorry Sam, like 2 years ago when Allen, takes the Chiefs in the divisional round to the playoff, like
Yep.
Allen got like a 25% of a Super Bowl for like pushing the team that lost to the championship
He
game
sure
into
did.
overtime. Like Burrow gets like a, it's almost like gets like a ring and a half for losing in the Super Bowl, and like it's weird, and he hasn't,
It's true.
right? Like, and I know he made it, back to the conference championship game the next year. Again, like I have like no crazy analysis for any of this stuff other than like to me, he is the fourth of the top four guys to me because he has never won a Super Bowl, he's never won an MVP, and until he does one of those two things, he has to sit outside of, to me, the top three. So that's kind of how simple it was for me. The funny thing is, like, I think he, I know we're talking about just overall quarterbacks from a gambling perspective and just in general, because MVP is obviously very important. Like, I think he's live, very live for MVP this year. Not a hot take, but like, very live is like maybe the MVP favorite for me. Because I think if he even like makes the playoffs, because now he got like a playoff win and a half for like not even making the playoffs last year. Because it's like, oh, look what he did. Like, now if he like goes 9-8 and gets in, it's like, oh, this guy, we got to give him the MVP. So it's not even, I'm not trying to make like the Burrow is overrated case, but like, I think there's a clear delineation between guys that have won Super Bowls and MVPs in the, top three guys to me. That's why I put Burrow at four, and I feel pretty comfortable with that. I think you could flip him with who I have at three, but I would go four.
Sam, you seem to, based on when I was talking, you seem to be the high man of Joe Burrow. You seem bothered by my fifth overall placement.
Let me just say this. I think that in my ratings, I put a lot more credence in the regular season, maybe than you did, and maybe a little bit less in the postseason. I think with Burrow, it's interesting on the regular and postseason fronts, and with the wins and losses and that kind of thing, because when they were really good, they were winning a decent amount of games because they had a top two defensive coordinator in football, who they ironically just fired, and they had an outstanding defense. And now the weird thing about Joe Burrow is now they are a horrible football team on the defensive end and on special teams too, quite frankly, which is my take, a vastly underrated piece of football still to this day. That's a different conversation. Joe Burrow is performing beyond his means when the team around him sucks more than it ever has, seemingly. So very weird in terms of the career arc of Joe Burrow. But I will say this, right? Joe Burrow, ranked number three for me. This is a guy who was one of three quarterbacks last year in the NFL to rank top five in yards per game, and completion percentage, passer rating, and EPA, right? There were two other guys in the NFL that did that. Joe Burrow had an outstanding season despite that organization seemingly just hating that they have Joe Burrow, I guess, because they refused to put a defense out on any of his teams ever since they had to give any of their wide receivers a single dime. The Bengals are very confusing to me, but I think Joe Burrow's talent, it transcends the Cincinnati Bengals. He makes all of the freak throws that we give Mahomes all of this stupid credit for making, because there are also three other quarterbacks in the league that make them on a consistent basis. He makes all those throws. He did it, countless times last season. Obviously, the run last season, during the regular season, albeit 8 games in a row with three passing touchdowns. It's crazy. It's video game stuff that Joe Burrow was doing last season. So maybe I am putting too much credence in the regular season. But I do think that Joe Burrow is a top three quarterback in this league right now.
So obviously the guy that you both have lower, but you both have lower is Jalen Hurts. And I think the thing that bothers me with that is, again, Friso's right. Burrow dines a little bit off of that postseason run. I don't understand how that matters more than the Hurts postseason run. And then we'll get to the regular season, how much better Joe Burrow is. Like that has to like be true in more ways than just people deciding it's true. Like Jalen Hurts has a higher MVP finish, made an all-pro team. Joe Burrow's never done that. Jalen Hurts, listen, it's a I was just trying to find a statistic to see if there was like a catch-all metric, right? In just regular season football, it's approximate value. It's on, again, Pro Football Reference. You would imagine that, you know, approximate value would just skew to gaudy numbers. In the last three seasons, Josh Allen is number one at 58. Lamar Jackson is number three at 52. Jalen Hurts is number two at 54. Jalen Hurts, and I don't want to do the Jalen thing now. I don't understand. I do not understand how the AFC has this monster that sits on top of it, this fire-breathing dragon that no one can beat, except for Jalen. Like, I should know better than to curse on this podcast. Like, I just do not understand how Joe Burrow can miss the playoffs two straight years. Like, he plays with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, so I don't want to hear about situation. I don't want to hear about it. And be like comfortably in everybody's eyes better than Jalen Hurts. I just do not get it.
So I think the reason is a couple of things. But first, I wanted to say with relation to that metric that you mentioned, my guess, having not done a re done research on it analytically, is that rather than that analytic favoring gaudy numbers, it favors regular season wins, as those metrics generally tend to do for quarterbacks. Which again is kind of my whole argument against like these high ratings. But what I will say in terms of winning is that when the Cincinnati Bengals win, which again is seldom as you're referring to, because they lose games like they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers last year in a playoff situation, 38-35. Like, let's not forget about that. This is an offense that averaged 30 plus points per game, or 28 plus points per game this year. I think there was only one offense that averaged 30 plus, and that was Buffalo. The thing about Cincinnati is when they win, Joe Burrow is the story. When Philadelphia wins, Saquon Barkley is the story. That insane Eagles defense that, again, we are never going to see the likes of ever again, maybe in NFL history, is the story. The Bengals don't have that. They have not enjoyed the benefits of an elite rusher. Maybe Joe Mixon for one season throughout the entirety of Joe Burrow's career. They've had a weak offensive line since Joe Burrow walked in the building, so much so that he missed an entire season, right? And outside of two great wide receivers, that wide receiving room struggles. Whereas with Jalen Hurts, who obviously I have ranked sixth on my list, that is a top five wide receiver room, a top, I'll be loose with it, 16 tight end room, and a top five offensive line, perennially, unquestionably, top three, actually. I misspoke, if not top one. So I feel like the whole conversation that we've been having about the players around them, Joe Burrow suffers so much from the players around him, while Jalen Hurts benefits from the 21 other players that go out with him every weekend.
Do you want to comment on that, Joe, or do you want me to go?
I want you to go.
Yeah, I thought so. So here's the thing, right? This happens a lot in the NBA. You take SGA and Jokic, right? So, man, SGA, if he's not there, they'd make the playoffs. If Jokic wasn't there, they wouldn't. It's like, yeah, but there was an 18-win gap there. The gap between what Burrow does with his team and what Saquon or what Hurts does with his team is win a. I'm going to end up cursing during this. Is win a Super Bowl, make another Super Bowl, and can't make the playoffs. And the other piece of that is that I think so. Eagles walk into the field with the best run game in the world. Why are we measuring it then against a guy who has to throw all? Of course, Jalen Hurts isn't throwing for 4,000 yards. That would be wrong. That'd be nuts. Why would he do that? They are like, do you want him to throw the football the whole first quarter and second quarter and then let Saquon like ride it home? I do not understand why the Joe Burrow, who has now not been in the playoffs for two consecutive years, is. And again, you have him in front of, like, here's the thing. Let's not do the Hurts thing.
Sure.
You have him in front of a guy that is going to, like, I don't know if Friesz's even realized it yet. The ESPN execs put him in front of Lamar Jackson. That's ridiculous. That is flatly
Asinine.
ridiculous.
Asinine.
Like, and I know that I'm being, super negative on Burrow. He's
No.
fifth for me. But Burrow is given grace in a way that I get bothered with elite. Friesz knows this from doing the Jokic podcast with me. When you're elite, I want to hold you to the standard. I don't want to kid gloves the thing. And I don't want Joe Burrow to be this in front of Lamar, in front of Mahomes, in front of the Super Bowl MVP. I don't want him to be that on top of it. And then what did we get here? All right, that's
Dame
great.
to the Blazers.
So stupid. The NBA is dumb, and we'll leave that at that. Maybe we'll do a bonus Dame section at the end of the quarterbacks thing. I just think Burrow is given a pass that it is far too friendly. It's
Okay.
far too friendly.
But here's my thing. So I want to go back to the NBA comparison you made with the SGA and Jokic thing. Here's why it's different. You can't make that comparison in this situation. Basketball, obviously, a game where you famously play both ways. And
Yeah.
obviously, that contributes to both of those guys' values, especially Jokic. The reason the Bengals were losing, I would argue the reason they missed the playoffs is because they had a bottom five defense in the NFL that lost them at least three games last season that they should have won based on their offensive production. So I understand we want to hold not making the playoffs against Joe Burrow. I just don't understand what more you wanted him as a quarterback to do that he hasn't done over the last two seasons that. Besides, do something that his team, the players around him, have not put him in a position to.
So I'll answer that. Last year, right? What happened last year isn't the story of the season prior. Like it is it I think the idea now around Joe Burrow is every year he throws for 5K and 40. Like, and that's not true. Like Joe Burrow, the season before last, was only able to give his team 10 games, and they entered his 10th game 5-4. And Joe Burrow was playing fine. He had 15 touchdowns in 10 games. He was not lighting the world on fire whatsoever. He had again, like, he had, removing his rookie season, his lowest passer rating in QBR of his career comfortably. Comfortably. That doesn't count. Like, now, like, we're now removing these things. And you know why it mostly doesn't count? Well, they didn't make the playoffs. Like, oh, they were never going to make the playoffs. Like, none of it matters. Like, oh, he missed the whole season. He didn't miss the whole season. He played for 10 games of it and was fine.
So, I think the reason why 2023 for me, for Joe Burrow, almost was kind of a wash is seemingly to me the argument that you can make against Joe Burrow is his lack of durability that we've seen since his college days, right? Since his days
Which
at
I
Ohio
value for the
State
record, by
pre.
the way. Like, I want to trust that my guy's going to play a full season.
And that's totally valid. And I think that to me is the main argument against Joe Burrow. And 2023 to me doesn't speak so much towards this guy's numbers are trending down as it does towards this guy is not durable. Because if you'll remember that season, he was hurt before the season started, decided to play through it starting week one. I believe it was a leg injury of some sort, and then injured his hand because the offensive line blocking in front of him was horrible in week 10. So to me, I do understand the durability argument against Joe Burrow, and that to me is a very viable argument to make against him being a top three quarterback. I'll just say that when the guy's out there, he's and healthy, he's absolutely rock solid, as he showed you throughout the duration of last season.
Listen, again, he's fifth. I think the biggest thing that got me to saying, okay, no, that guy's fifth. His postseason stuff is not who he, I'll put it to you very simply. What he did this past regular season, I feel as if it's all been glossed over. It's like, well, that's what he did on those postseason runs. Absolutely 100% not what happened.
Fair.
And I think that that has, he's in front of Lamar on these lists. And it's like, what? It's like, what is happening here? Like, I find those things to be largely egregious. Does anyone have anything else to say on Joe Burrow? No. Okay. Here's the deal. This next thing is where I guess I turn into Sam. And I understand the reaction, but I have Josh Allen fourth. And I want to say I actually think it is now, where do you have him, Joe? Okay. Sam, did your list hold true? Where did Josh Allen finish?
Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. I'm gonna say this piece just quickly, and then I'm gonna let Sam go. I understand what he's about to say, everything he's about to say, and then I'll make my case. So I have Josh Allen for Sam. You think he's the best quarterback in football? Make that case.
Right. I'll give you the numbers in just a second for the reigning most valuable player in the National Football League. The synopsis is this: he's the most complete quarterback when you look at his rushing value combined with his throwing ability. He sustained his value at a high level as a quarterback for the longest time compared to his competitors. And I just think when you look at the talent compared to the system, compared to what's around him, Josh Allen is, to me, unquestionably the best quarterback in the NFL, and I think that there's kind of a gap between him and one and two. So he's second among quarterbacks this last season in rushing EPA, behind only Jaden Daniels, who I did establish is the best running quarterback in the NFL. The sprint speed, I mean, this is a fun one. The guy runs 20 miles an hour. I mean, we're talking about a 6'5 guy running the same speed almost as Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. That's arguably very fun. Also led starting quarterbacks in rush yards after contact. That's another just fun one because absolute hoss of a quarterback. How could you not want that guy to be the best quarterback in the NFL? I know everyone talks about the passing and how the interceptions lose games, and there have been countless breakdowns on the internet. You can go find them. I'm not going to give them to you on why Josh Allen throws the most meaningless interceptions in the NFL. The number that displays that most nice and neatly is that he's third in passing EPA and EPA per dropback. So he's adding points to his team's total per dropback, better than anyone but two other people in the NFL on a per game basis. Now, we talk about the extended run of greatness for Josh Allen. He's the only quarterback to finish top five in both rushing and passing EPA last season. That's where you get the MVP from. Shout out to that award being on the shelf now. He's the only quarterback to finish top four in those two categories for 3 straight years. Absolutely incredible dominance out of your boy Josh Allen. The value is just off the charts with this guy. And again, I think something that we've talked about so much throughout the course of these last two episodes is who do they have around them, right? And I think we can all agree that the Bills defense over the course of Josh Allen's career has been a low light. Coaching has been absolutely abysmal. And you talk about a wide receiver room where I would say 9 out of 10 casual NFL fans couldn't tell you who the wide receiver one is heading in to last season or this season, quite frankly. So Josh Allen, to me, again, just a step above everybody else. And the Buffalo Bills franchise is showing you that in the way they operate, quite frankly.
I think it's all really, really, really well said. I think this is going to be less. Well, I'm not going to be screamy based off of what you just said. You might get angry at the things I say. But Joe, you have him number two, but you seemingly, you're actually open to the idea he's the best quarterback in football.
Yeah. Do you want me to, I mean, spoil by number one? Number one's obvious for me. So, like, I have Mahomes number one, but, like, Allen was significantly, with, like, a huge gap, proved that he is better at football than Patrick Mahomes last year, just off last year alone. I just can't move Mahomes out of the number one spot because his team beats Allen's team in the playoffs every single year. And I just can't take the three-time Super Bowl champion, top three quarterback of all time out of the number one spot. But I really thought about it. Like when we did a Fade the Public poll on TL earlier this week, and that was the question, I actually voted for Allen before we did this podcast, I changed my mind a little bit, even though I knew it might get in some hot water, but I didn't realize that one guy was going to say he's number four. So now I feel really good about the number two. But yeah, I think he's so much closer to number one and number four. I think number four is insane, especially with Hurts ahead of him. Come on.
I Kevin's just mad because he picked him to win MVP the wrong year.
No, I didn't pick him to win MVP. I picked him to win the Super Bowl, and then
Oh.
there's a big problem that he has. So here's what I'll simply say. I actually do not think there's a single argument for him over Mahomes. Mahomes owns him in a really uncomfortable way. He has outplayed him every time other than maybe the double perfect game, which is just like such a shame. But like they didn't win the coin toss, and maybe that was his moment, but he just keeps getting outplayed by Pat in those games. And I just think that like I'm very comfortable with that being the tiebreaker of those two football players. You made it, Sam and I were texting, I don't know, a few days ago, where he was saying, like, yeah, like Josh will be number one. And I wasn't surprised by that. Again, not from a bias perspective. Like, to be very clear, like, I actually think people do the bias stuff just in general in sports more flippantly than they should. When I've talked about Josh Allen with Sam, I've always understood where he was coming from, but he put it in this perfect, like, little succinct bow of complete and consistent. And Josh is absolutely complete because he's a better runner than, I mean, maybe anyone when you add in the touchdowns. Like, he seems a bit quicker than at least the current version of Jalen Hurts. He scores so many more rushing touchdowns than Lamar. And as far as a thrower of the football goes, he's right on the, again, the Mahomes Burrow line of it all. And he's been doing this for a really long time. Again, you know, these numbers are not Bible, but he has been a 90-plus graded player on Pro Football Focus 5 straight years. I don't know if that's true of like any other player in the league. There's probably like an edge rusher or two, maybe a tackle. Like, that's crazy. So how could that guy possibly be four? There was something I realized, and no one will believe me on this, and I understand, but it helped me tap into understanding what I think of Josh Allen. So Friezo was like, hey, you would take Herbert over Hurts or as much as Hurts, and the Eagles would be totally fine. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that even to the extent of Josh Allen. I would not prefer the Eagles quarterback to be Josh Allen because Josh Allen makes me uncomfortable. I believe that Josh Allen enters every single football game with a demon and angel above his shoulder. And I feel as if we have still this very bizarre blend of Josh, go be an absolute demigod, and Josh, please just run the play. Please just check it down to Khalil Shakir. And you looked at last regular season and they reined in Josh Allen. That's what they did. There's no other way to describe it. He threw the ball 483 times, 100 less times than a season ago, almost 200 less times than 3 seasons ago. So he threw for 3,700 yards, but 28 touchdowns to 6 picks, pairs it with 12 rushing touchdowns, and the numbers were clean. He absolutely deserved MVP. He won MVP in a season. I didn't think they were making the playoffs because I thought they were asking him to do too much. But then I felt we got to the playoffs, and like he was underwhelming to me in the Baltimore game. They won the football game, but I thought he was underwhelming. And then it just felt like once again, we got there with the game on the line, and it's like, what's the play to make? And it's like, I don't know. Am I comfortable? Am I not comfortable? Do I sling it? Do I tuck it and run? And that is where I am at on Josh Allen, where I just don't trust him the way everybody else does. And sometimes that's what it comes down to when you are at this level is like, I've said this to you and I believe this. If slash when he beats Pat, I don't trust him to show up the way everybody else does 2 weeks from then in a Super Bowl. I think that the consistent and complete argument is super legit. He's not better than Pat because Pat owns him, but I do not trust him enough to put him ultimately what is higher than number four.
So, I mean, I'll just say this because there are a lot of people who like to put Mahomes. Obviously, Mahomes is not above Allen on my list. There are a lot of people who like to put Mahomes above Allen and obviously you didn't do this, but maybe a listener out there does this, strictly based off of, based on, I should say, postseason Allen being 0-4 against Mahomes. I will tell you, as somebody who watched to a T and then the replay of every single one of those games, Josh Allen did not lose a single one of them. They were all lost by a combined letdown of multiple Bills units many times, multiple times, resulted of which resulted in firings, right? What does Josh Allen's performance in a playoffs result in? It results in his offensive coordinator, perhaps most undeservingly of any coaching cycle we've recently seen, getting hired by a different franchise, getting poached, right? And then that almost happening again. So I don't know, man. I understand the propensity to put the head-to-head matchups against each other, but when it's, if anything, Steve Spagnuolo beating Josh Allen, that's one thing. And if we want to knock Josh Allen because he gets beaten by Steve Spagnuolo every year, that's certainly one thing. But ranking Patrick Mahomes ahead of Josh Allen just because the Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs a few times,
But
to me,
Josh
does
has never
not seem
outplayed.
fair to the quarterback ranking.
But Josh has never outplayed him in a playoff game.
Again, I would say that that discredits the Buffalo defense or credits the Kansas City defense more than it pitting a quarterback against each other in a head-to-head game to determine who is the better quarterback, to me, discounts the other, again, 42 players on the field because one through one, the Chiefs are not better than the Bills, but two through 53, they're miles better at multiple positions.
I think that can be true in waves. I don't know if it was true for the entire run of this rivalry. I would say this. I don't know if I make this case if the Cincinnati game didn't exist. Like, if he's only just been eliminated by Pat, like that would be one thing. But like, they did get dog walked in their own building in the snow in a way that should have just never, that should have just absolutely never happened. And this is the question I ask. And I'll ask you first, Joe. Do you feel that Josh Allen winning a Super Bowl is an inevitability?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he doesn't win one. I'd be shocked. Can I ask Sam a question? How many of those like I don't know, you didn't answer though,
Oh,
honestly.
yeah, of course.
How many of the four playoff games did you think the Bills were gonna win going into it?
One.
Okay.
You are, I guess I can't
The
not, man.
perfect game. Though and I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this and you can't tell by now, I am a Bills fan. So I think that a lot of Bills fans would agree with me in that that first loss brought back so many feelings of the Cowboys of the 90s, right? That perfect team that is supposed to win everything. And I know Kevin's, argument against that is, well, that team didn't even go on to the Super Bowl that year, the team that won that game. I think that there are a ton of breakdowns you can do of that game individually and how the Chiefs had
They
to
choked.
use more. They put more on film to for the Bengals to see, obviously, and so had to use more of the tricks that were in their bag for the duration of the playoffs. Whatever. I think after that first game and going into the second one, there was a general sense of this is going to be the new version of that demon that does not get exercised for Buffalo. So I agree with you, Joe, in that I think it's an inevitability in the same way Peyton Manning winning a Super Bowl was an inevitability in the day and age of Tom Brady owning the AFC. But I think it will take something like Tom Br or like Patrick Mahomes missing a season the way Tom Brady did to open that window.
Oh wow! All right, because I asked the question because like there's a lot of LeBron fans out there, not Kevin, like totally not Kevin. Like there are like the most biased man in sports media instead of the least biased, who
Hmm.
like pick LeBron every single year to win the championship and then go, well, he didn't win. Well, if you're picking LeBron to win the championship, then you failed. If you're not going to pick the Bills in those games, and again, like I haven't known you that long, so that long back to 2020, so I don't know if you're lying or not. But like, if that's the case, then I get it. But like, the reason for me why the chief roadblock is why I have Mahomes over Allen is not because of Mahomes and Allen head to head. It's because of what the Chiefs' wins have took away from Allen, and the Chiefs have took away from him making the Super Bowl. And that is why I'm not like, oh my God, Mahomes outplayed him. You know, it's been pretty even. Every game, more or less, except for the one game, has been really, really good. But like, I just say that he can't beat the Chiefs, not because it's like he can't beat Mahomes. He just can't get over that hump that I need to see for him to be my number one quarterback, which is making the Super Bowl.
And
But
basically,
four, I can't get over four. I really can't believe this.
no, but you know what's really interesting though? What you just said, this is going to sound is what I'm saying extrapolated over. I'm not sure he'll beat Pat, or if he beats Pat, then he might lose to Lamar. And if he's in the Super Bowl, and I've said this up and down, and you both disagree with me, and I don't care. The Eagles would have thrown him out of the Superdome. He would still be sleeping on that roof. If he got through to that game, they would have ran rough. It would have looked just the same. It would have looked just, and you guys don't have to believe me. It's a hypothetical. We can go play a game of Madden. But to me, it is, I think Josh has multiple humps to get over. And again, I think that this is one of these guys who's this all-time great player who we still go, yeah, but is he playing the right way? Because last year he
Wow.
definitely, they were like, no, we have to change what he's doing. We can't let him be a gunslinger. I mean, that's just a fact. He
Well,
threw the
I
ball
would
100
say
less
no.
times.
But
No, no,
how
no,
did
no,
I like
no.
become? Wait, so hold on. So, Kevin, you think that he has multiple humps? Sam, you think he needs Mahomes to get hurt? Like, am I the Allen guy? Like, I have no reason to believe he's not going to beat Mahomes in the next 2 years. They could like eventually. I think he's going to get Mahomes. I think, or get the Chiefs.
I tell you, the way the Chiefs have been trending, I am thinking less and less of that mindset, Joe, for sure. But listen, I think that to say that the Bills reeled Josh Allen in last year to an extent be for any particular reason other than the fact that they were going into last season with less talent than they had ever had in Josh Allen's entire career on the roster. They knew that the football was going to be more valuable than it ever had in Josh Allen's career before. There may have been strategy behind that, but to allude to him being this uncontrollable wild horse, I don't think that's fair. I think there was a very clear and obvious change in offensive game plan, no longer having a Stephon Diggs most recently, but even before that, LeSean McCoy to go to for an explosive play at any given time. That obviously makes you protect the football more.
Maybe I understand what you're saying. I feel as if they're like, we just got to rein it in. We got to rein it in. We got to rein it in. And I just think it's incredible. And by the way, credit to him. He's like, all right, fine. You want me to rein it in? Sick. Here's 28 touchdowns to six picks, another 12 rushing touchdowns and an MVP. I get that, right? The crazy thing is, and he won MVP, but he's so close to having nothing. On the mantle. Burrow made a Super Bowl, Lamar's won multiple MVPs, every single thing that Hurts has done.
Wait. In episode one, we talked about how Joe Burrow continues to milk losing a Super
No,
Bowl.
no,
Now we're gonna hold that against Josh Allen?
That was this episode too, wasn't it?
No, that was this episode. Hold on a second.
Oh,
Hold on a
all
second.
right.
I actually don't think, hold
This
on, I
guy's
don't
time
think,
traveling.
wait, I don't think what I said is that crazy. I don't think what I said is that crazy. If you
For
just.
the record, I also think Lamar. I would have voted for Lamar for MVP last year.
I think to say that Allen has nothing on the mantle and then rip off names of guys who have not won Super
Okay,
Bowls.
fine. So the top, the. Remove Jalen for a second.
Please.
The usual consensus four names, right? Lamar has multiple. Pat has everything. Lamar has multiple MVPs. and Joe Burrow made a Super Bowl. So if not for Josh's league MVP, what would be the, he's like, I've made multiple conference championships. Joe too. I played a game with Mahomes we'll remember forever. Like that MVP is the most standout thing in the trophy case of Josh Allen. That's not even like controversial. And he was very close to not winning that MVP.
I think that maybe the mo sure it stands out the most, but the most notable thing of all the things you just mentioned, and again, it's comparing, team accomplishments to individual awards, which is gets fuzzy, but Josh Allen's played in two conference championship games. Has Lamar Jackson made it to one yet?
One. That was a conference championship game 2 years ago. 100, right, but Lamar was very close to having three league MVPs. But here's again, like, we'll do the Lamar piece of this very shortly. All I'm all again, I think all I said was the Josh MVP. Right? When you list off like career accomplishments, before you list off stats, right? So like Josh Allen, it would be like what? Multiple all pros? I assume he's made multiple all pro teams.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I
he's
don't
at
have it
two.
in front of me.
Right. So instead of it, he's made, no, he only, that was the, no, that was only the second. Yeah. So he's made two all
Yeah, two
pros.
second teams, right?
Right. So be like, look, Josh Allen, super dynamic guys, made multiple second team all pros, and so you go, Josh Allen, the reigning MVP. Like my, again, I, all I'm simple. I don't even, we shouldn't even probably stick too long on this, but like, I'm just saying that that MVP thing was something that did absolutely, I think, elevate him a touch to stand in that room. I think that that is fair. And I think he deserved it for the record. Like I would have voted Josh because I thought that what Josh had around him was very minuscule in relation to, other guys. I thought it was really, really impressive. I understand that the Josh, I knew that the Josh thing would be jarring,
So
but
here's my thing about the whole trophy case discussion and whatnot. And so we're talking about Mahomes, right? And how he's got, two MVPs or whatever. Josh Allen has more top five MVP finishes than Patrick Mahomes. Well, like, as much as one guy can stand out 1 year, and that was kind of my whole point with when we talk about who is the most consistently good quarterback? That is how we get there with Josh Allen. But my question is this, and this is my whole, I guess, point or reasoning for him being the number one is, are there any guys that you have ranked, either of you have ranked ahead of Josh Allen? Well, Joe, it's just the one for you, that you would say, if you remove the quarterback, right? Are there any guys who have a worse team than the Buffalo Bills? I extrapolated it out to my top 10 list for sake of all of this, and I think the only ones on my list are the Buccaneers and the Commanders.
So here's what I would say to you.
And the Commanders are pretty close.
If you asked me this question last year, I wouldn't have hesitated because you know what I thought of last year's team. And in giving Josh a ton of credit, I told I, last year I did not think that that team was
Yeah,
making the play.
sure, right.
While giving Josh a ton of credit, I gained respect for their offensive line, which you correctly were like, Kevich way better than you realize, and you're right. So right, and while Sean McDermott is a frustrating coach, I understand for you. I think there is something to the defensive coach that locks you into having a solid enough defense. And I think Sean McDermott clearly checks that box enough. Their defense was not garbage in any way. And their defense will never look like the way Burrow's defenses look as long as Sean McDermott is their head coach. And I think that that's fair to say. So again, I absolutely understand that if, you remove. Here's where I'll meet you, okay? Do the Bills get better if I put Hurts on that team? No. No. But would I rather the Philadelphia Eagles have Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts? No, I wouldn't. And I know that that's out on an island take, but to me, there is one guy who is a ball of tension, and it feels like at any moment the wrong thing is going to happen. And the other guy, if and we'll just get there now. I have Hurts 3. The other guy has done something that the list is so short. I don't even I think sometimes the Hurts conversations are totally crazy. Just to check in, you have Hurts where, Sam?
I have Jalen Hurts as the number six quarterback on my list.
And Joe, you put him fifth, right?
Yeah,
All
put him
right.
fifth.
Here's what I would say to that. Goff being in front of Hurts, give your head a shake, okay? The Jaden Daniels in front of Hurts, that stuff bothers me. Like the conference championship game 100% happened. And like, just ho-hum Jalen on a huge stage being absolutely unstoppable, right? What else is new? Burrow in front of Jalen Hurts. I just like, the passes that you get. Like it's more important to average 30 points per game on a 41-win NBA team than it is to average, 24 a game on a team that wins 60, apparently. Except that's not true at all. The Josh Allen piece of it, I understand that how I feel about Josh is unique. And to be clear, the ranking of Josh behind Jalen is about Josh, not as much as Jalen. I don't know if that'll make any sense, but I think it does. Here's just the simple setup I will lead into Jalen Hurts. There are three quarterbacks in NFL history who, by the age of 26, started in multiple Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl MVP. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. I think people need to at some point understand that the questions on Jalen Hurts are not, is he a top 10 quarterback? The questions on Jalen Hurts is, will he go down as one of the 20 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history? That's the conversation around Jalen Hurts. And one of the reasons why I last year was so correct about the Eagles, while so many people were so hesitant, is they just do not know how to embrace their quarterback and head coach. Everybody is really comfortable understanding Penei Sewell and Lane Johnson and Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Jalen Carter. But the biggest gap is that people don't understand their quarterback and coach. And we're here today talking quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is so much better than people realize. It's maddening. Again, the idea is he can't throw the football. Over the last three seasons, he has the seventh best passer rating in the National Football League. He averaged 8 yards per attempt. He's coming off his best passer rating season. He, like Josh, threw it a lot less. It was circumstantial, though. And the results of it still were 32 total touchdowns to 5 interceptions. And then once again, getting to the biggest stage and basically being perfect. I just do not know what else people need to see from Jalen Hurts. Again, the reality is Joe has him 5. I'll live with that. I'm trying to just pretend the Jared Goff thing didn't happen with Sam. So like I can largely live with that. And there's other things that we can get into with Hurts, but I sometimes feel as if people decided like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that Jalen Hurts was never going to get to a certain level. And they just now will not adjust despite all of the evidence suggesting the other direction. Anyone can pick that up.
Yeah, so Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback for the system that he's in with a ton of talent around him. Here's what I'll say. The lowness, I guess if you want to call them that, for being a top six quarterback in the league,
He's
of
behind Jared
Jalen
Goff.
Hurts' ranking,
He's behind Jared
again,
Goff. That's insane. That's
comes from
insane.
the fact that Jalen Hurts has, three times as talented of a team around him as Jared Goff had last season alone. I think it's perfectly illustrated by, you were talking about the Philadelphia faithful who seem to turn on their quarterback and head coach, which is even more ridiculous, every single year, about week 7, 8. And all those people, it's not. Well, the reason it's not those people is because they quite frankly grade higher at their position than Jared Goff does. When you're throwing the ball to a contingent of DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert, that's great. When you've got a guy with a top 15 rushing season of all time sitting 7 yards behind you, yeah, that makes everything a ton easier. When you've got, again, a historic defense, the likes of which I cannot stress this enough. we will never see again in NFL history. It was that good. Doing this whole quarterbacks thing, like, put me on a side quest of looking at defenses from last year, and it's absolutely ridiculous what the Philadelphia Eagles put together. When you mix all those things together, that's when you get to wins. That's why I'm not comfortable using these wins as a quarterback stat, as you know, multiple people have illustrated before. I think the Jalen Hurts thing to me is hurt so much, ironically, by the coordination of that offense. Jalen Hurts is a guy famously, and I mean, Kevin and I have had conversations about this before. Jalen Hurts throws an elite style deep ball. The top three in the NFL, unquestionably, and manages the short passing game better than almost anybody. His big struggle is medium depth passes. Yet the Philadelphia Eagles will not stop throwing medium depth passes. So I feel like Jalen Hurts is actually weirdly being held back by the coaching of that team, but all of the talent around him just makes up for that tenfold. And that's how you see, obviously, them being the best team in the NFL last year. So I have Jalen Hurts at six. Do I think that he has more talent than that, more potential than that? 100%, unquestionably. Do I also think he has a potential to drop down from that position? I don't think it's off the board. That's where I'm at on Jalen Hurts.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think to be living proof of like the people who have already made their opinion on him and then harking to change it, I did, because I mean if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, he's not in my top 10. I think
But you still, here's the thing. You still don't think he's that good.
what? I mean, I have him fifth.
I
What?
know.
Yeah, what?
I know. Yeah.
He is in the top. Just to be clear, you think us not having him in the
No,
top
not you. Not
19%
you.
of
No,
quarterbacks in the
not you.
league?
Not you. I actually think that you think Jalen Hurts is good. I think you're insane with the Jared Goff thing. Let me be very clear. We were in the first quarter of the Super Bowl with Joe Friso telling me the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is their quarterback of this past Super Bowl. We were
That's
in the
spicy.
and then by the way, I was
I
Vince
respect the take,
Carter
honestly.
dunking on him, and he went, "Oh, come on, I'm losing a lot of money. Pretty rude of you."
Yeah, no. Yeah, I lost my entire FanDuel account that day.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Iga Swiatek got it back.
No, but then Alcaraz lost it all. I mean, that was my take at the time, that they weren't gonna win with him because he wasn't good enough, and he had really bad moments even in the playoffs, like this year. But I'm not gonna like argue with Sam because he's got Goff in front. Like I have the big four in front. He's the fifth because he won the Super Bowl, last year.
Yeah,
I'll
like I
give him
said,
that, and like
yeah.
he can. I'll let him dine off that. Like I'm letting Stafford dine off it.
Yeah, this is the really interesting thing, right? Having him fifth, I think he really should be in front of Burrow. It doesn't annoy me. The Sam list is so crazy. Like, we would need the fourth person here, these people who keep unranking him or what, you know what I mean, for me to like
Yeah, how did it get
appropriately,
down to nine?
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, to appropriately get bothered by it. The only other thing that I'll just say what hurts, there's some other things, I guess. I consistently think what he does as a runner is undervalued, and it really bothers me because I feel like there's just plenty of evidence at this point that like he is a part of the tush push, and his rushing touchdowns count. I just think that that's a piece of it. I'm annoyed that he might have won league MVP if he didn't get injured in 2022. Did end up actually getting a first place vote and finished second overall. He got injured and ultimately it actually went Pat's way. And I'm annoyed that the Pittsburgh Steelers game is treated like it never happened. The game before it, he threw for 108 yards and they were on upset alert to the Carolina Panthers. And A.J. Brown basically was like, the Eagles are probably not that good because Jalen can't throw the football. So Jalen Hurts showed up to that game and was perfect in the first quarter and finished with 290 passing yards, two passing touchdowns, a 9.1 yards per attempt, completed 78% of his passes, 125 passer rating, and still chipped in 45 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. And I understand, like, I just, this is what I will say. We're open to Herbert figuring things out. Same draft class, older. But Jalen Hurts, it's all said and done, settled. Like the Jalen Hurts start to his career, there are four quarterbacks with multiple Super Bowl starts and a passer rating of 100 or better across the Super Bowls. It's Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, and Jalen Hurts. And like, is Jalen Hurts Troy Aikman? Maybe. You know, Troy Aikman is ranked inside the top 20 on any top 20 quarterback list you find for. Because we understand like the value of winning at a high level and performing in those moments. And go
But
ahead.
Aikman's ranked in the top 20 because he has three Super Bowls. And I
Yep.
guarantee you that there are five other guys from his era that are ranked higher than him. So it's like, it's not like sure, he can be Troy Aikman, but that doesn't mean he's the third best quarterback in the league
Right,
right
but the guys in
now.
fr but the guys in front of him, if my timeline is correct, right? Elway, Favre, Super Bowls, right? So like the
Or like
exception,
Montana, Marino, if you want to go earlier.
Steve
Like,
Young, Super Bowls. Like,
yeah.
so the only guy that would possibly from that era be ranked in front of him would be Dan Marino, right? Like that's like the only guy.
Without a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I assume so. But and again, like I said, some of this falls
Well, Jim
flat
Kelly
because
just for
you
special.
have him fifth, right?
Right.
But like I saw a top 10 list from someone who I was under the impression understood football that had Dak, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence in it and not Jalen Hurts.
That was Kofsky.
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
Whoa!
I wish it was
That's a
Kofsky.
crazy. I want to know what the full top 10 is. That's a wild list.
The
I will
thing.
just say though, you were talking about the Steelers game, so I have to throw this in because you guys won't stop coming at me against about Jared Goff. Jared Goff, week four against Seattle, 18 for 18, 292 yards, two touchdowns, obviously zero interceptions in a game they go on to win 42-29. If we're going game for game, I'll take Goff.
Because again, the entire Jalen Hurts game was we're gonna bench you for Tanner McKee if you don't throw AJ the football.
Tanner McKee is the most underrated backup quarterback in the National Football League,
We're not
Kevin.
doing the
We've
Tanner
had this discussion
McKee
before. No, next podcast, backup quarterback rankings. Spoiler alert, Tanner McKee won.
podcast. Trubisky too. Is he still there?
I think so. I don't know for a
Yeah.
fact, so.
Yeah, look, man, I just can I just say
Oh,
this?
Jameis.
Here's my question. Over under half a Super Bowl win, rest of Jalen Hurts' career.
Oh
I
God.
will, I'll tell you this from a nerd perspective, right? You bring me on this podcast to be a nerd, so here's what I'll do. I don't know. I know that we praise Howie Roseman all the time. Everyone else praises Howie Roseman all the time because I know that this guy's got, there's something coming with this guy. I finally figured out what it is. I watched a couple of videos and then researched it myself. 2028 is kind of when this Eagles team is designed to be competitive until. So I think the more interesting question to me becomes, do the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, and this may be for the rest of his career, he may retire after this. I don't know how long has he been in the league. Do they win a Super Bowl in this window, which lasts until 2028? Because 2029, legitimately, no one knows what's going to happen with this team. They're trending towards, you know, where the Saints are right now. But there are a bunch of other factors coming into play, like the new TV rights deal and stuff. So, will they win a Super Bowl in the next 3 seasons?
I'm asking you. I'm asking Joe. I'm asking.
I
I'm
think yes,
asking.
for the record.
New take, Jalen Hurts will never win two Super Bowls. He won't do it.
Keep adding on
Ooh.
top.
Ooh, I got a spicy one
If
for
you,
you.
all right, my mind raced somewhere that yours didn't. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
The Eagles win another
Yeah,
Super
I knew
Bowl
that's
in
what
the
I was.
next 3 years.
Tanner McKee Super
Not
Bowl MVP.
with Jalen Hurts. Not Tanner McKee. I'm not
Wow.
ridiculous. But I now that
But
would
like
be
Nick Foles
interesting.
style, do you mean? Or like
No,
Hurts is
I
gone?
mean like trade Jalen Hurts in the offseason,
No. Yo,
whatever,
how would that ever
whatever.
happen in the next 3 years?
I mean, he don't worry, he's working shot. Give him episode part three. He's gonna figure it out.
But what about like talk
Go
about
ahead.
spicy. So we get what if like 10 years from now, like Hurts just kind of like is what he is? Isn't he just like Trent Dilfer? Right?
Oof. Wow.
Come on.
Wow, that's spicy.
Well, my question to you,
One ring, good defense.
No, yeah. Again, a defense that no one like actually understood how good it was
No, never.
until the game. So Trent Dilfer, to be clear, right, who went 12 of 25 for 153 yards and one touchdown in the Super Bowl win,
Yeah, they
is the
one
comp
ring
we're
each.
making, is
Yeah,
the
that's
comp
it.
we're making. So to be so in all seriousness, to your like half serious question. This is why Jalen Hurts making multiple Super Bowls is what drives me crazy. Like, he's being treated like it's a fluke, but he's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. How is that a fluke? That doesn't make sense. Trent Dilfer.
I just no nah, maybe like maybe Brad Johnson, he was probably a little bit better at the Super Bowl game, but like I don't know. Like now we're not, like I'm not gonna argue over like, hey, this guy's like my fifth best quarterback. I'm gonna tell you like why he sucks, but like
No. I
I just
no, I'm
don't.
sorry,
I
go
just
ahead.
give the Eagles more credit. Like I just don't. I'm not like Hurts carried into the Super Bowl. I don't remember one Hurts playoff moment,
But that
except for
doesn't
the two Super Bowls where he outplayed Mahomes. But like,
matter.
which is a big thing, obviously. He was my number one guy on my list. But like, I don't. I'm never. I'm going to give the credit always to the Eagles team as a whole.
Mike, you know what I don't again, you know I was gonna make this last that hurts. Saquon was absolutely terrible in that Super Bowl. Now, I know it was by design because that was all they cared about. All I'm saying is every single thing that people said about Jalen was wrong in one football game, the Super Bowl, the most recent game that we've seen. And people are like, yeah, but I don't know.
Wait,
Saquon
no.
was really good the whole way.
That's my point. That's kind of my point in, I mean, besides the whole deep breakdown I did on him, like that's the thing, right? The time that that Jalen Hurts defenders keep going back to is the Super Bowl where the Chiefs literally said, "Okay, you just got to throw it to beat us." And all he did was just throw it and he beat them. We'll get into it with the Patrick Mahomes and the
Yeah.
Chiefs breakdown furthermore, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like you may be giving the guy just a hair bit more credit than he deserves for literally doing the one thing he had to do to beat a team.
I'll listen to the argument that like, hey, he wasn't the number one focus, but then you have to open it up to Steve Spagnuolo, who gets all the credit for stopping Josh Allen, is actually a moron. Because he kept trying to stop Saquon while Jalen Hurts was dotting them up for 4 quarters. So listen, it's whatever you want. Again, it's whatever you want. But Devonta Smith was wide open, and we were 2 hours into that game. So maybe Stevie Spags shouldn't have unloaded the FanDuel account on the under Saquon and stopped prioritizing that because they got absolutely smoked. They got absolutely smoked as he threw dot after dot and absolute legend. Led that ball to Jahan Dotson so he fell at the 1 yard line because the only way to open that Super Bowl was with a tush push, Daddy. Now we can move on to number two, Lamar Jackson. All right, here's the deal. I understand it's a little crazy to have Lamar two, like in between Jalen Hurts and then Josh Allen. I understand all of that.
Wait, what?
I have me having Lamar in front of Hurts. But Josh Allen behind Hurts probably sounds a
Oh,
bit
Hurts in between.
contradictory.
Oh, yeah. I thought you
Yeah.
meant in between that he's in between the two.
No. I understand that that's a, that probably seems a bit contradictory.
Yes, very.
Basically, here's what I would say. Again, different feeling. If Lamar was on the Eagles, then they actually just would be accepted as the greatest team of all time, as opposed to what they are. Here's the other thing about it, though, with Lamar Jackson. I think he has the highest ceiling of any quarterback in league history. I think he's the best runner of the football we've ever seen. The athleticism is completely one of a kind special, and he just paired it with the fourth best passer rating in a single NFL season. He was actually graded as Pro Football Focus's top quarterback this past season. I understand he got off to a slow start that somewhat doomed them against Buffalo. He still finished that game with, I thought, incredibly strong. And Lamar Jackson finished that postseason overall averaging 9.3 yards per attempt, a 122.5 passer rating, and an 85 QBR. I think Lamar Jackson, whose MVP shares trail Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers, is, you know, two or three, whatever it is, wins away from legitimately entering a completely different stratosphere. I think Lamar, what he did last season, and I understand it ended with a whimper, I thought it was so special. To me, again, he is just piecing the win column away from entering into a completely different conversation. Go ahead.
So I guess my big thing is I don't understand the logic behind putting Allen behind Mahomes for the sake of Mahomes beats him every time in a head-to-head, and then putting Jackson ahead of Allen despite Allen actually beats Jackson every time in a head-to-head. Like,
I can explain it.
Okay.
I think Mahomes outplays Josh every single time in the postseason. I don't think they've also met half the amount of times. I don't think Josh was like better than that was an underwhelming Josh game, realistically, than Lamar in that playoff game. I don't think he was. And I think that that's enough to kind of gauge that gap. I also want to be very clear. How I feel about Josh is very specific. And I understand that it will then open up to an air of hypocrisy. But basically, like how Joe said that he feels Josh winning one is inevitable is how I feel about Lamar. I think Lamar is just basically way too good, way too special, way too different to not eventually cross this finish line and win a Super Bowl. It just feels impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think the big thing for me with Lamar is
who's
like,
your number two quarterback?
Yes.
Right? And Joe is your number three quarterback?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we're splitting hairs, and I certainly comprehend having a beef with Lamar two, Josh four, when you have Josh one. So I'm not saying I don't understand the frustration, but, you know, it's the splitting hair portion of the evaluation.
100%. The thing for me that sets Lamar apart from Josh and the reason he's behind somebody for me is because obviously the narrative continues. Playoff Lamar strikes again, struck again this past year as it did the year before that, as it did the year before that, right? Every time we get into these clutch situations, he doesn't ever really show up. And you said like slow start. That's not what it was. It was a continuation of a theme that we've seen throughout Lamar Jackson's career, where when a playoff game is close, he can't hang, as you saw at the very end of that game as well, once it finally got close again. So that's a big thing for me. But the biggest thing for me for Lamar is the turnovers and how costly they are
in the playoffs.
No, well, sure, but
he had only
I mean,
four intercept. So it's the fumbles.
I mean, in general, and I mean the fumbles. Yeah, okay. Fumbles to me way more costly. Again, for obvious reasons, when talking about quarterbacks, fumbles way more costly than interceptions. Right? Obviously, they have a larger average return on an interception. Right? But it's marginal compared to the field position that is gained based on a quarterback fumble. So I'll take when you have a running centric quarterback, right? I know he had a great passing year last year, but let's not pretend based on history that Lamar Jackson is going to be considered a passing quarterback. He's still a running quarterback. And when your biggest issue is fumbling, not being able to protect the football when you're running, to me, that becomes a glaring hole in your game, which removes him from number one contention and knocks him down on my list.
So I just want to make this one point to what you just said, and I think it maybe again will help explain how I view Lamar. Well, here comes LeBron comparison too. Sometimes they do this thing with LeBron where they're like, oh, like he's not a scorer, he's a passer, right? But it's like, well, he's actually the all-time leading scorer. Where it's like, ah, Lamar's not a passer, he's a runner. Like, Lamar is the best runner like we've ever seen. Just again, like the athleticism is ridiculous, right? I buy what he did as a passer, I feel, last year, maybe like more than is comfortable. I mean, it's one of the best passer seasons in league history, at least statistically. And I just think you pair that with 1,000 rushing yards. Like, I think Lamar has like the highest ceiling you could possibly have because like these things coexisting to me feel almost impossible.
So I'm actually glad you said that with regard to, the wide receiving core to an extent, because I think while we did see that uptick last year for Lamar in terms of numbers, passing numbers going up, that we saw an absolutely historic and widely discredited, even still to this day, amount of skill and talent in that Ravens offense. I think the best number to describe or demonstrate that is average separation, obviously, based on whoever you're throwing it to. The Ravens, on all of their throws last season, averaged 4.3 yards of separation. They were the only team above four. It's absolutely ridiculous the amount of talent. So, like, I know Lamar
Do you
put up
think
these
some of that,
crazy
though, is him
numbers.
extending plays and then guys getting more open? It has to be a piece of it.
Sure, and that we can give him credit for that, but again, that is running ability because what you're doing then is extending a play to give yourself a wider window to compensate for the fact that you can't make tight window throws, which he continues to rank near the bottom of the league at. So when we're talking about quarterbacking, to me, a lot of that depends on tight window throws and making that throw when you have to, which is why Lamar Jackson, to me, has shown us over the course of multiple years now that he can't do that. It's very frustrating because I agree with you, Kevin. I think he has the highest ceiling. The decision making is just
Yeah.
not there.
I think that's fair, Joe. I want to kick it to you. It very much does feel like a do or don't year for Lamar to me, just looking at everything that surrounds him. Where are you at on Lamar, Joe? Because you seemingly think Lamar is closer to Burrow than you do Josh or Pat.
Yeah. The losing playoff record, I mean, 3-5 is tough. But, like, you are right. I mean, like, the guy is a better rusher than passer, and he went 41 touchdowns, four picks last year. Like, again, like, I would have picked him to win MVP last season. He, like, is our Embiid of the NFL to me. But, like, Embiid's, like, that's insulting to Lamar. Like, he's Aaron Judge, right? But, like, generational
Oh, that's a
player.
good one.
Right, like that, not even that's like in the real original take. Like, I think those are like the guys, but like, and like again, like playoff struggles, and then, but when he got his Juan Soto and Derrick Henry, it was like, hey, you're gonna make the World Series equivalent. It's like, no, nah, I'm gonna lose in the divisional round. So like, even with that, it's just like such a tough
Yeah.
spot because like his, it's weird because I think Allen like is obviously having two and Lamar at three better than Lamar. And it's like almost like I'm more convinced that Allen will definitely win a Super Bowl. Lamar, I think you're right about the ceiling because of the combination of the rushing, the passing. Where like if Lamar, I was gonna say if Lamar like ripped off like three straight Super Bowls, like it would be less surprising, but like it would actually be shocking because he has three playoff wins. So it's such a weird guy like to talk about like legacy wise. And this year is probably make or break, but like last year felt like make or break and he won one playoff game. So and like we come in and have the same conversation again. It's just so fascinating because obviously, both guys can't win the Super Bowl. Both guys haven't even won the AFC yet. And then the team that keeps winning the AFC is Mahomes' team. So I don't know. Lamar, to me, is the third guy. I think like if you flipped him with Burrow, it wouldn't be crazy. But like again, he's a two-time MVP. In my mind, should have been the three-time. And Burrow's biggest, accomplishment outside of the Super Bowl is he won two-time comeback player of the year. Like he hasn't sniffed the MVP. Only got to do that, by the way, I think. But yeah, I would go Lamar three.
It's funny. I think that sometimes these rankings they end up absurd. And to say like, oh, him winning three straight Super Bowls isn't as absurd as other guys, but like that's the encapsulation of it. Like, listen, I think there might be a part of Lamar that's very Eagles last season pilled in that. Again, through the lens of my Super Bowl pick more than my fandom, but maybe a bit of both. despite the fact that Philly beat Lamar on in Baltimore. Like, if Lamar, here's maybe the best way I can put it. If Josh is in the Super Bowl, I still don't know if he's going to get over the hump. If Lamar's in the Super Bowl, the other team is absolutely screwed. That's how it feels to me. If
Wow,
Lamar
but
gets there, there's like no way. It means it's figured out. And I guess I have this idea that then there's another level that Josh has to figure out.
I wouldn't even disagree with you because I too would pick the team that has the more consistent offensive line, the better tight end, and an all-pro wide receiver. Like, I don't even think
Okay,
that's a
fine. I
ridiculous
think that
statement.
Lamar would be unbelievable if he's in a Super Bowl. Like,
Because
I
your logic
think.
is like he's won two or three playoff games to
Yes.
get into. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And yeah, all right. So at least I can
So like your
cohesively
point is
explain that.
essentially that if he can exercise the demon, he'll continue to keep the demon away.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
I
And
think that's
I.
fair. I think that's super fair.
Okay,
But
great.
it feels like a ways to go, right? I mean, he's been one championship game. And like I think if you just drop him into the Eagles game, not including the hey, he also beat the Chiefs. Like, if you just put him into the Eagles game one for one, it's like, well, I think the Eagles will easily figure it out because he sucks in the playoffs. So,
Fewer championship games than Josh Allen.
undoubtedly. All right. All that's left is Mahomes. I want Joe to go first because the only thing I was confident in, and then it got shaken actually at the top of the show, or actually at the top of, yeah, this show. I keep linking them together, was that Joe would rank Mahomes first. I've also ranked Patrick Mahomes first. I'm gonna let Joe go first here.
Wait,
Joe.
Sam, where do you have Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes is my number seven quarterback heading into the
Oh, all right.
2025 NFL season.
I'll go first to be quick so we can get to that. Why he's first, I think I kind of already said it. He has three Super Bowls. We just said before that really only two other guys that matter have won Super Bowls. So Mahomes has more by himself. Like, this is just me being like, this is the entire buildup of me ranking Jaden Daniels 10. Because he's a rookie, and that's where it goes. Dak, 9, because I respect his 9 years in the league. Stroud, 8, because I respect his 2. Stafford, 7, I respect his ring. Herbert is nonsensical, maybe, whatever. Hurts gets the fifth nod because of his Super Bowl. And then 4, 3, and 2 are ranked based on how much combined team and individual success. Mahomes is the one until Allen wins the Super Bowl. I have no problem putting him there. If Allen, I think, had made the Super Bowl last year, I think I would put Allen at number 1, 2, as well. As of right now, I still trust Mahomes the most in the biggest game. Talk about highest ceilings. I don't want to it's almost like it's swung so far where like we're talking three-peat with Mahomes. Can Mahomes catch Brady? To now it's like, I mean, seven is so crazy, but like now it's swung so much. I don't think the Chiefs are gonna win the AFC this year, to be honest. I actually think I would go Buffalo or Baltimore. I haven't decided which one yet. But until I actually see it, I'm gonna keep Mahomes at one. I feel good-ish about it again. I voted Allen 1 in the Fade the Public poll a couple days ago. Then I really sat down and thought about it. I couldn't get myself to do it on the record on the podcast. I'm open to him moving off, but I can't move him. I can't move him like down two spots. It's like whoever jumps him and takes the crown from him of Allen and Lamar. Burrow 1 for 1 would not do it for me. But I think it's up for grabs between the three of them. But Mahomes has to still get it because he's the guy that won the AFC for the third straight year. Last year is a three-time champion.
Look, I think it's a really strong breakdown. I was the most vocal of our hosts at SportsGrid about Mahomes' struggles. And they have been forgiven in a way that bothers me to no end because LeBron comparison three. If LeBron in the prime of his career started averaging 19 points a game, that's unacceptable. And they've, we've seen this hand waving of Mahomes just like randomly no longer playing near an MVP level. Sam brought it up earlier how Josh has more top five MVP finishes than Pat. That shouldn't be possible, considering Pat's won multiple league MVPs, considering Pat's first thing he did in this league was when he, as a starter, was win league MVP. That shouldn't be possible. But it is, because two straight years, Pat has not been in the conversation. Despite all of that winning, he's not been in the conversation. Yet I kept him first. And it's a little bit complicated. It's somewhat tied to Burrow's not making the playoffs. I know Hurts isn't as good as him. Josh has to exercise, I guess, the Pat demon at minimum. And Lamar is still like this questionable playoff performer, right? And the thing that I would say is I don't think Josh or Lamar or Burrow or Hurts, whomever, has to win a Super Bowl to knock Pat off. If the Super Bowl next year is Dolphins Lions, just two, like, so it's Tua Goff, right? Two guys that are not going to get ranked number one unless Sam's really feeling himself on that day. Mahomes is vulnerable in a way that he has not been before. He has to be one of the most prolific quarterbacks this upcoming season. It's that I find myself actually saying, you know what? He probably will be. And I think you saw that in two postseasons ago. And I think that is the one aspect of Mahomes that I've not been fair to. He was much better in the 2023 playoffs than I feel I have often given him credit for. Of course, that's the year that they beat San Francisco. They also beat Baltimore and Buffalo on the road in that playoff run. He was just much better than I gave him credit for. And that, along with his annual beating of Josh in the playoffs again, combined with like the deep Xavier Worthy touchdowns in basically garbage time, tells me that Mahomes, we can talk about like, oh, Josh can be a Super Bowl MVP. Lamar could be a Super Bowl MVP. Pat's already all of those things. So can Pat get back to playing at an MVP level? I still think so. So I still think that's why he has to be the number one quarterback.
I totally disagree, though, on the regular season mattering that much for him. I think, again, it's such a fine line for him to walk, but I think if he does the same thing he did last year and just makes the Super Bowl every year, he's fine to me, like in terms of keeping the number one spot
So
for
if he
me.
makes the Super Bowl every year, but
Yeah.
here's my thing. I thought that his play combined with how the Super Bowl went was a little bit telling that there were some problems and some things that they needed to adjust. But the promise I would make to you, like the midway list, maybe we'll do a midway list, okay? If he's doing this, Sam's having him outside the top 10, but more importantly, I promise you won't have him first. I promise you will not have him first if he continues to play at this level, which is the worst of his career.
I think at the midway point, I would still have him first because I haven't seen anyone knock him off.
You almost didn't have him first in this show. You didn't have him first on a poll a day ago.
That was 2 days ago. That was TL. I don't take TL as serious as this podcast. I was half asleep.
I know that that's true. Sam, you have him seventh.
Yeah, let's hear this.
So I think I've actually finally reached this conclusion after breaking down all 10 quarterbacks. I think the reason that we differ so much in so many of these rankings, and I think this quarterback is the epitome of this, is that a lot of things, or a lot of my rankings, I think, are based on projecting going forward as opposed to accolades and results and what we've already seen. Obviously, that's why I have Jaden Daniels so high, and I think it contributes to why I have Patrick Mahomes so low. The fact of the matter is this. We'll start with the regular seasons. Over the past two regular seasons, Patrick Mahomes has been trending down at an alarming rate. He has, outside of, for the purposes of all of these, will not include his rookie season because everybody knows he played one game in that year. The last two seasons, he has career lows and, like, by a lot, at least 20 yards in yards per game. And also, those have deteriorated, that stat has deteriorated 15 yards per game year over year. We're talking about a guy who has had his lowest career quarterback ratings these last two seasons. I'm sorry, passer ratings these last two seasons, both of which were in the 90s. He's only been in the 90s once before in his career. Right? And that was a 98. He was at 92 and 93 over the last two seasons. QBR were also in career lows over the last 2 years. Sack percentage were at career highs over each of the last two regular seasons. And then you look at the playoffs, and the playoffs are doing the same thing. The playoff stats are deteriorating, not as much as the regular season stats, but year over year. So it seems to me, and obviously the Rashee Rice sentencing going down is going to change this Chiefs team drastically by the time we get to week one. It seems to me Like the peak of the roller coaster for Mahomes and Reed is in the rearview mirror. And that's all fine and well. Like, it's not the only time we've seen that in NFL history. But I think that there needs to be a more general acceptance that Mahomes is now on a downward trend. It's not just one bad season, as a lot of people thought it was going into last year when he fell to 3 and 4 on some quarterback rankings. Now I've got him down at 7 because he's a quarterback who was clearly and obviously number one 2 years ago on a 2 year constant downtrend.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a guy who averaged 8 yards plus per pass attempt, basically every year, save one outlier where it was 7.4, and I was averaging a full less yard per attempt over the last 2 years. The checkdown stuff is ridiculous. The 2 years before these last, so I'm not even taking the best of his career, okay? 21, 22, 78 touchdowns to 25 interceptions. These last 2 seasons, 53 touchdowns to 25 interceptions. Again, like I'll sound like I agree with Sam's ranking maybe more than Joe's because, like, it is indefensible for this guy in the prime of his career to basically just like, not make an all-star team. Like he didn't make the Pro Bowl.
So,
Yo, he
I
played in the Super
think
Bowl. He couldn't get in.
to
Save room for Tyler
me,
Huntley.
as somebody who had to root against these Chiefs teams for years, the entire idea around it when they were at their peak was they're going to get the football, and if they get inside the red zone, it's over. They're going to score a touchdown. Field goals, not really an option for this team, right? Last year, 99 red zone attempts for the Chiefs. That's second in the NFL behind only Joe Burrow. This is a team that had no problem marching down the field and getting to the red zone, right? Mahomes only had 26 passing touchdowns. That was ninth in the NFL. For reference, Aaron Rodgers had two more passing touchdowns on 16 fewer red zone attempts. This is a guy who we talked all this past season about how the wide receiving room is not talented, yada, yada, yada. Tied for eighth in the league in wide receiver drops. Okay. He was fifth in the league last year in analytically poor passes. Out of all qualified passers, out of 35 quarterbacks, he was fifth in total poor passes. This is a guy who seems to have lost his fastball, proverbially, over the course of the last 2 years.
So is he in, like, not kind of the playoffs. He ended the year last year. They went 15-2. 8-1. He had 19 total touchdowns. He turned the ball over twice. Like, again, 6 yards per attempt. But like, it wasn't like he was like terrible. He had a terrible start to the season. I don't think he was as bad last year as you guys are saying.
Well, let's go back to that one loss, though. If you'll remember, it came to Buffalo, and he had a chance to win the game with the ball in his hand. And he threw one of those interceptions.
But to
Right, but
me, I listen, I understand that like he cleaned up some stuff last year, and it looked like Joe he was getting on the right track. But I actually think that's why like the postseason part of it matters. Because it was right back to the same garbage against Houston. He stepped up to play Josh. And then he literally was like, he played the worst game of his
he was
career.
god awful in the Super Bowl,
He,
like
like,
embarrassingly bad.
here is the one thing that I use to frame this. And this is why, to me, the Mahomes thing is such a story. The first 5 seasons of his career, he was the combined amongst quarterbacks, first in passer rating, first in total touchdowns, first in yards per pass attempt. So these are not things that don't favor Mahomes. They all favor him. In the last 2 seasons combined, he is 17th in passer rating, 9th in total touchdowns, 20th in yards per attempt. He has not looked like the best quarterback in football in the regular season. He's in 2 years, and it's not been close. Now, he has managed to make the Super Bowl in each of those 2 seasons. I do think that speaks to the greatness of Andy Reid and Spags and the defense stepping up. Absolutely so. Absolutely so. But one of the things that I noticed, right, is somebody who was weighing the Joe Burrow stuff, for example, right? So the last 4 seasons, Joe Burrow has more playoff wins than Lamar, right? Okay, so you want to do this in a 4-year window? He's still the guy. And I think what this comes down to is
what Sam said. He thinks that this is going to keep getting worse. I am on alert, but I actually don't feel that. I'll tell you this, you know, because we're recording this in a timely enough fashion. The Rashee Rice stuff doesn't help. Like, that's not going to be favorable. Like, Mahomes is more his play. The winning doesn't seem to matter. But how Mahomes plays, like, he's absolutely someone who where the situation, when the situation's bad, like, you know about it, because we blame it on everything else. He has two of the worst Super Bowl performances you'll see under his belt. Like, that's an odd but true thing for this all-time winner.
Well, separate from the loss I mentioned this past season against Buffalo, you remember the regular season loss 2 years ago against Buffalo where he shakes Josh Allen's hand, and while he's doing it at midfield after he gets beaten by the Bills, he talks about how horrible the refs were. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're exactly right, Kevin.
But how
does that factor into this ranking?
No, I think it's... I think Mahomes gets this credit of, like, he is immune to bad situation.
Right.
They keep winning. That's a real thing. He is not immune to bad situations. Like, when they lost that Super Bowl to Tampa Bay, what was the offensive line? He couldn't move the ball. What'd you want him to do? They lose to Philadelphia. They couldn't block anybody. What'd you want him to do? His statistics are down. Nobody can catch the football. What'd you want him to do? Like, every time his situation is less than perfect, it's like, well, come on. Like, here's I think maybe the perfect way to end this, and why I thought that this was so interesting to do, and I appreciate the both of you giving me significantly more of your time than I thought I was going to have you give me. I think there are a handful of quarterbacks that will have an opportunity to make the case for top two next season, and I think it's a almost uncomfortably long list of guys that can make a case for top 10 or 12 if we do this next season. And that's really where it sits. Does anyone have a closing thought? You want to give a 30-second Damian Lillard take, Joe?
Should Joe and I give our full 10?
Oh, yes,
in
you
order?
Should. Yes, you should.
That, Joe,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, you should. Good call. Good producing, big dog producing.
I went 10 Jaden Daniels, 9 Dak Prescott, 8 CJ Stroud, 7 Matt Stafford, 6, the controversial Justin Herbert, 5, Jalen Hurts, 4, Joe Burrow, 3, Lamar Jackson, 2, Josh Allen, and number 1, Patrick Mahomes, and a Dame take, the Trailblazers are nuts.
That is a lot of money to pay to make sure that a guy wears your jersey in the Hall of Fame when he
Dame
was
Drew
already
backcourt,
wear it.
Come on.
Absolutely not going to play. Yeah, that's also amazing. Sam, your top 10.
I had Jordan Love at 10, Matt Stafford at 9, Baker Mayfield at 8, Patrick Mahomes at 7, Jalen Hurts at 6, Jared Goff, the controversial one, at 5, Jaden Daniels at 4, Joe Burrow at 3, Lamar Jackson at 2, and the best quarterback in the NFL for me is Josh Allen right now.
I might as well run through mine just quickly. I had Stafford at 10. I'm doing this off memory because I close my computer like a clown. Stafford at 10, Herbert at 9, Jaden Daniels 8, Baker 7, Stroud 6, Burrow 5. My most controversial ranking was not Jalen Hurts, but it was Josh Allen, but it was tied to Jalen Hurts. Josh at 4, Hurts at 3, Lamar at 2, and Pat at 1. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the both of you. Sam basically.
Oh, my Dame take. Wait, you didn't get my Dame take. My Dame take, that trade is going to go down as one of the wildest in NBA history, considering a year later, the Trailblazers end up back with Dame, and the Bucks are seemingly in this hole, having now upset Giannis and also lost a guy who they were about to do a deed of good service for.
And they have the guy that was the biggest residual part of the fallout from coming back.
Yeah, I mean, winners and losers of the whole thing. Winners, I Dang. Guess Portland. I guess I certainly Boston. Losers, Milwaukee, Miami, no doubt about it. The Heat were linked to both the corpse of Lillard and Beal and struck out on both of them again. So, go listen to, I don't know, a few episodes ago where Friezo and I both try to convince Pat Riley to retire. It feels like it holds true.
Remember when I said, what if they traded, or my brother's fake trade about Drew for Dame to send Dame back to Portland? He comes true.
Your brother was on it, man. Basically, Chris Haynes-Friso. There's some connection there. All right.
Sure is his name.
No, Chris Haynes. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? He's the Lillard guy.
he's Chris.
Oh, see? Perfect. Wow. Worked. Amazing. Crushed it. All right. That's the deal. Sam Urinell, Joe Friso. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is a Sports Grid podcast, people. The Kevin Walsh Show. See you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.